Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, Mike Hixon with Public Service Company of Oklahoma. Mike, good to have you on the show.
George, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Have a lot to talk about as we are right in the middle of summertime here, and I know a lot of folks are running their ACs or should be running their ACs about this time, but it's been a crazy early start of the summer.
With a lot of humidity,
yes,
with all the rain we've
no
had.
No doubt. But we're not in the hundreds yet, so we'll see. Anyway, good to have Mike on the show, and we want to thank our sponsors, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, for being with us. So the big news for PSO this spring was the purchase of the Green Country Power Plant in northeastern Oklahoma. So this is an interesting project. It's really going to be beneficial for PSO and your customers, and just talk about that and the importance of it.
Very much so, yeah. And it's been a little bit of a fight to get it online, to get it under PSO control. It's a 795-megawatt generating facility. It's natural gas. It's got about two-thirds of its life left, a lot of years left.
It's about 25 years old, right?
Yes, yeah. And so we'll get at least 50-plus out of that. And 795 megawatts, that's quite a bit. We compare 1 megawatt is like a Walmart super center. So that's quite a bit of power coming out of there. And it's good, clean power. We just on June 30th is when it actually came under Oklahoma PSO control. So it's in our portfolio, and we're using it on our grid, and it's going to our customers.
This is a long time coming, really.
It has been.
An expensive project, and finally got approval by the Corporation Commission last month.
That is correct. Yeah. We can't do anything without going through and having approval with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. And so it's been a year plus long process. And one of the processes is the administrative law judge usually gives a recommendation to the Corporation Commissioners. And the ALG actually recommended against a pre-approval. And so we still had time. There's the three Corporation Commissioners. They listened to the PSO folks, tell them how important it is and why we need it. And with a 2-to-1 vote, they agreed. And so it's a great deal. It's a $730 million investment, but it's power now. It was actually in foreign hands. It was in the Asian. It was owned by Asian. And so it comes under Oklahoma control, under the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, owned by PSO. And it's going to bring more tax dollars into the state of Oklahoma, more ad valorem for the local schools in the area. And it's just a good thing. And it's power now that we need, versus taking years to build a new power plant. And it was to get that asset. It's right close to one of our other generating plants off the Arkansas River there in the Jinx area. It's just a real good fit for us.
So how does that benefit the Southwest Oklahoma?
So on the grid, there's all kinds of power on the grid at any given time. And it's controlled by the Southwest Power Pool. I think there's like, I can't remember.
14 states. Ranging from Texas to Montana, basically.
And so they take all the generating assets and look at the forecasted load. And they basically tell you when you can have downtime to pull maintenance on your plants or whatever. They need to know what's available and when. So at any given time, you can have wind power running up and down the lines, combined with coal, combined with
natural gas.
And so there's a lot out there. And so it helps our customers. So it keeps us from buying as much power on the market, which costs more. So it helps keep our costs to as low as we can, to a minimum. And that's bottom line to our customers. It's less they have to pay.
And there has been a rate increase for customers to help pay for this project.
There has, and it's built in. It's built into a long process, so no one's hit too hard at any given time. But it's a $7.19 average increase to our customers, a residential customer. And that's for 2025. And then next year, it'll go to a $6.47 increase. But that's built in for long term, approximately about 20 years.
So talk about how you can trade off power there from, or move it from, like opening up a gate and letting the water run through or something as a kind of,
it
kind
is.
Of good analogy, maybe.
Yes, the grid used to always run pretty much one way. But now with homes that have solar power on homes, so when they have excess power, we've learned that the power has to go both ways now, back and forth on the grid, because we'll take that excess power that's not used at a residential that might have solar on it. And so it helps out a little bit with the entire grid system. But, yeah, it's a lot out there at any given time, and so we sell it on down the line if we have excess, or sometimes we have to buy power if we don't have enough internal load for our customers. But yeah, there's a lot going on out there.
So when electric cars first came out, there was a lot of interest in people adding charging stations to their homes, and it seems like the popularity of electric cars might be falling off a little bit. So you
yes.
guys still, do you do a lot of those? Or
I think so. So that was, a few years back, that was one of the big stories, you know, EVs and the market and EV stations, electric charging stations, that there's been quite a few put up, but, to actually have a robust system that you really need for if we have a lot more electric vehicles on the road, it's just not there yet. So yeah, it has slowed down quite a bit. Now I expect it maybe pick up in the future, but that was kind of like putting the cart or the yeah the but it wasn't lined up real well when it first came out.
Right, we see them from time to time, and I don't know, anytime there's some new hotel construction, they put some charging stations there, and they're still trying to get that nationwide network.
They are going, and so, still putting them up yeah. here and there, and so we're getting there. But I tell you, the big thing today is looking at the market. AI and data centers, they use a huge amount of electricity, and so I can tell you, our parent company, American Electric Power, we've got an aggressive plan building for the next 5 to 7 years. We're looking at a $50 billion investment, which will basically double our capacity within the next 5 to 7 years. That's what's coming on. This is the first time in 100 years that we've seen electric potential grow this quick.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Mike Hixon with us from a Public Service Company of Oklahoma. So we talked just before the break about the big demand for electricity and how utility companies, whether it's a co-op or OG&E or PSO, are trying to get prepared for that. But there's an alternative method now, at least here in Oklahoma.
There is. The governor just signed a bill that allows for what we call behind the meter. And Chickasha is actually going to benefit from this in their new industrial park at the airport. It allows for, you know, more energy to power an industrial park, and especially when we have data centers and things like that that'll be coming to town, because they use a lot of electricity. That's a good thing.
Now, you're going to lose out on a little bit, but on the same token, it takes utility years to build a new power generation facility, and there's a lot of red tape that you've got to go through.
That's correct. And the way we look at this, I think everyone will actually benefit, because when you bring something to town like that, there's a domino effect. And honestly, everyone will benefit. The town will benefit. It'll grow business. Like I said, it'll be a benefit to everyone. There'll be more people in town buying food, spending money, and it's a good thing.
Right, and the companies will tie into a natural gas pipeline to do the power generation. So it's exciting. It really is.
It's hard to explain when you have a data center and with this AI, just how much energy they use. They might not employ a lot of employees, but the amount of energy it takes with these computers and processors, because they all have fans on them trying to cool the equipment down, and it takes a lot of energy. And we're looking at over the next 5 to 7 years.
Let's talk about utility scams. Just this week, seemed like almost every day we hear of some type of scam out there with people, trying to, catch some unsuspecting people to, throw away some money. And there's PSO was involved in that just recently.
Yeah, and so the best thing we can tell you, we'll never ask for money now. So just when in doubt, just hang up if someone's trying to get you that you have to pay and they're threatening. We never threat. We don't ask for money now. I've got a phone number, if anyone is interested, if they ever get caught up in something they don't know. Call our customer service number at 888-216-3523.
Say that number one more time.
888-216-3523.
If you're so inclined, you can go to the PSO website too and make sure all is good. PSOklahoma.com. It's a pretty easy website to remember.
Absolutely. And anytime someone's calling and they're acting like they need money now and then they start making threats,
it could be a text message or an email too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't fall for it. Take a little time out and try to get some more information.
Since we're kind of getting into summertime, let's talk about some ways that folks can save on their summer cooling bills.
Sure. So, you can get one of the best things you can do is go to psoklahoma.com, and we've got some energy efficiency tips that you can take. But just adjusting your thermostat by 2 to 4 degrees during some of the hottest times of the day, especially if you're not in the house, it can really save you a lot. And especially if you're doing laundry. Do that maybe a late evening hours if you can, when it's not so hot and when the demand isn't as great, and you'll be a lot better off.
What else do we need to know about PSO?
So we had a good session. The session at the Capitol ended at the end of May, and one of our bills that was worked on by both PSO and OG&E is a Senate Bill 998. And it gives an incentive for natural gas for transmission to build transmission lines and natural gas generation. And it has a pay-as-you-go, which really ultimately saves the customer in the end. So instead of getting a huge finalized large bill for when everything's done, it's as it's being built, there'll be small increments at a time as it's being built, and it's going to save customers a lot of money, and it speeds the process time for building as well.
Right. Mike, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Mike Hickson with Public Service Company of Oklahoma on our Cool Conversation. And a big thanks to our sponsors, who are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, for being with us every week.